What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous the Author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. What's good? It's been a minute. It's been a while, man. Yeah, I know the people out there that actually tune in and watch the podcast is mad. I know the sponsors is mad. I know a lot of people upset at me right now, but guess what? I'm just playing. I'm not gonna say that. Y'all know me, man. If I don't struggle with anything, it's consistency. It's the idea of being on a schedule. It's the idea of being, I don't know the monotony of it, but, I'm not gonna talk about that today. Today, I'm gonna talk about some dopeness. Today, I'm gonna talk about some coolness. Today, I'm going to talk about some positive energy and some positive power and speaking power into existence. What do I mean by that? I'm gonna tell y'all about experience I had over the past weekend. Y'all know, but if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you. I am a huge. Well, other than the fact that I'm fat, I am a huge Ohio boy, like Cincinnati born and raised. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. Wouldn't want to relocate anywhere else in the world. Y'all people on the coast, y'all can have it. Y'all people in California, New York, y'all can have it. Grandpa was born in Alabama. I said this a million times. So I do like to go back and forth, on occasion to visit some people to see what's going on. And, it's pretty cool, but that coast stuff, y'all can have it. Overpriced, arrogant, argumentative, like, I'm pretty chill, so, you know, give me a pistol-packing, pipe-smoking, goofy, I don't know where I was going with that, but give me that any day over the coast, man. I don't want it, I don't crave it, I don't desire for it. Like, it's just not my lifestyle, man. Y'all can tell, slow talking, slow moving, chill. The perfect energy for the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Like, we pretty chill on this side, man. We pretty relaxed. So, with that being said, this past weekend, that was the Ohio State Fair up there and down there in Columbus. I don't even know. I'm terrible with geography. I know I'm in Ohio. That's about all I know. yeah, that's about all I know. I am right on the Cincinnati is right on the edge of Kentucky. And let me tell you something. I do not venture too far into Kentucky. Okay? If you're from the area, you know why. Okay? We just don't do it. All right? I go about Covington about as deep as I go, bro. Covington is the limit to me being like, all right. That's all I need. I don't need no extra Covington. You go too deep into Covington, you get to some crazy territories. Okay? I leave it right about Florence and Covington. That's about as deep as I go into that mug. Maybe Xena. No, I'm saying that's my dog in the background. He's fighting the cat. They like to go to war from time to time. But yeah, man. I go about deep as Florence and Covington. Maybe Xena. If I'm saying that right, that's about it. I'm not going to Union. I'm not going that deep into Covington. I went too deep one time, got lost trying to meet up with a drug dealer. that's what we called it back in the day. trying to meet this dude because, you know, I needed something. And, so I go. You know, just to go. I'm driving. I say, oh, man, I done missed my exit. You know, I ain't paying attention. I'm in the car whipping it, listening to music. You know, you get too into a song. Biggie Tupac, come on. You know, you get lost in the track. You forget where you are for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just enjoying the ride. And I'm cruising. And I'm like, damn, that's the exit back there. You know what I'm saying? I'm whipping that thing. I say, ah. You know, you go on the interstate, you miss an exit. You can end up, you know, mess around, end up in Africa. You know, you go too far. You're like, oh, damn, I didn't cross the Pacific Ocean. So I was like, dang, I'll get it on the next go round. You know what I'm saying? So I'm driving. And It said, I start seeing places where it's like you can go here to go on your way to Tennessee. You can go, well, I'm exaggerating, but basically it was exits to other interstates. It wasn't exits to actually get off the highway. So I'm like, dang, all right, I'm gonna just keep on this way because I know at least if I get off here, if I can find an exit, I can get right back on and then just shoot right back up. That's what I'm thinking. So I'm like, I don't want to get off an interstate to get onto another interstate. Let me just stay here until I can find an exit to a road. So that's what I'm doing. I'm cruising. I'm whipping that thing. I'm driving. I'm like, damn, interstate, it'd be exit. Exit don't be for another 10, 12 miles. You live in, a little small suburb. That's a whole neighborhoods you passing. So I'm driving. I'm driving. I'm driving. And then it says, you're looking around. You're like, man, I don't know where I'm at, but as long as I can get off and get back on, I should be cool. I get off the highway. It said, some road. It's like, get off on the road. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll get off on the road. I get off the road and there's no entrance back onto the interstate. Like you know how you usually see an exit? It's usually like, okay, if you go the other way, then the entrance is right around the corner. No entrance in sight to get back on the interstate. I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. This was, they had GPS on the phone, but I'm the last person to activate anything. So I don't know where I'm going. Got gas, so I'm not really tripping, but I'm just like, man, I want to get back on this day, get my stuff, and then, go back. This dude is waiting on me to come, pick something up. So I get off, and I'm like, man, I'm driving on the street, like, man, where am I going? And then I look to my left, just glance over, just a nice little, what's that over there? And it says, "Welcome to Lynchburg, Kentucky." I said, well, damn. Let me go ahead and lock these doors, lock these windows. I'm not getting out to ask a gas station attendant, hey, how do I get here? Motherfucker, I will drive until the wheels fall off this car before I get out in a place called Lynchburg, okay? Lynchburg, Kentucky. I said, see, this is why I'm going to Kentucky. This is the main reason why I don't mess with Kentucky. The fuck, who names a city Lynchburg? I just, and they say racism don't exist. Okay. Okay, whatever you say. Y'all ain't thought to change Lynchburg? They done took down all these monuments to generals that lost in a war. You know what I'm saying? But they can't change the name of a city from Lynchburg? I that's crazy to me. But hey, that's the South for you. They don't pepper in racism. They put it right in your face. They say, hey, let me just remind you a little something. Let me just get a little bit of racism. Let me go ahead and taste that racism right there. You know what I'm saying? Bathe in it. This is how we grew up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I wouldn't get out that car. So, moral of the story is this: I don't go that deep in Kentucky. End of story. All right. But the point I was trying to make was that this past weekend, I went to an event in Ohio, the Ohio State Fair in Columbus. And it was on behalf of a family member of mine. A family member of mine was going to be on the show, and I wanted to go to support because I'm like, yo, this is my family member. This is something that don't happen every day. Like, yo, you're getting called up on a show. Like, that's super cool. And I'm not just gonna be the person that'd be like, nope, I don't want to go, but tell me what you're wearing. I just don't like that. And this is one of my favorite family members ever. Like, this is like bar none, like helped raise me, like grew up together, like, yeah, just love the heck out of this family member. So of course I'm gonna go, like, and I'm not gonna stress you out. I hate people. My main pet peeve with taking trips with people and traveling with other people and going places with other people is I hate when people just complain the entire time. Like, I like crack jokes. I like to make fun. So it might, some people who not aren't familiar with my brand of like goofiness might be like, oh, he's complaining. But I usually like try to crack them up, like, man, we've been here for 15 minutes. I could have did a dumb in this time. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like I try to be kind of goofy with it. But I absolutely hate people that when you travel with them, all they do is complain, or they want to argue, or they only want to do their stuff, or they want to say, hey, I'm just gonna go, I'll do it myself if you don't want to do it with me. Like, I hate that kind of energy on trips. I hate that kind of energy on travel. I number one thing that's like an easy turn off. So when I'm going with my aunt, my family member, I don't know why I don't want to say a relationship, but I just don't. Y'all know I'm anonymous, baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to say nothing. But we went on this, we went up there together, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna have a good time. They had said that they were gonna pay for me with some other people with us. They're like, yo, we'll pay for you because you're coming with us. We really appreciate it. So I'm like, I'm not gonna complain about nothing. I'm gonna go up there and enjoy my time. And we went out to eat. We went out to get some food. I'm not gonna name the name of the restaurant, but how do I want to say this? I'll say it like this. It was a steakhouse. They serve steak, like filet mignon. They serve ribs. They serve a lot of stuff, like good stuff. So I'm thinking, if you serve high-end food, like, because steak ain't easy to cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, to actually season it right, get it at the right temp, open broiler. Like, you have to have some actual, like, cook where and timing and a decent chef that can do the, you know, not burn it, but get it cooked right, keep it tender and juicy. So I'm thinking in my mind, if you can do steaks, it's not a hard thing, but as far as the level of cooking goes, you do need someone who knows how to. You can't be your first day cooking and be like, I'm about to cook me a steak medium well with the garlic butter sauce. You know what I'm saying? With some black peppercorn to go over the top. You can't do that. So I'm thinking, if you can do a steak in ribs and marinated for 8, 9 hours and have it slow grilled and char broiled and all that stuff, you can at least do chicken fingers. Like, chicken fingers are literally the easiest thing to cook at a restaurant. I know that they've come prepackaged. Okay? No one's stupid enough to think that they're back there hand breaded. Even the restaurants that say hand breaded, and they don't mean hand breaded there. You know what I'm saying? They got that from corporate and they shipped it. So I'm thinking, yo, if they got these big steaks, these $30, $40 steaks, I can at least depend on chicken tenders. I'm not a complicated brother. I'm not difficult to get along with, okay? I go places I want the chicken. All right? It ain't crazy to me. Give me the chicken wing, the chicken sandwich, the chicken fried chicken, chicken nuggets, chicken tenders. Just keep it simple and give me some chicken. Chicken $15, okay? I can go down the street to Wendy's, get a 20 piece and a fry for less than eight, but I'm not gonna trip. This is a sit down restaurant. I understand they got overhead meat. I'm not just paying for the chicken, I'm paying for the person cooking the chicken. So I understand. Comes with two sides. Loaded, you can get the mashed potatoes or the loaded mashed potatoes. Now, y'all know me. Who's not going to get loaded mashed potatoes? Okay? That is the creme de la creme of the mashed potato. If you've never had loaded mashed potatoes, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Like, it's a loaded mashed potato. Like, it's a mashed potato with cheese and butter and sour cream and chives and bacon. It is. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get two sides. I figure I don't really want it, but I'm going to get the broccoli. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be somewhat responsible. I'm going to get this steamed broccoli. I got to get some veggie. I don't want to get two starches. I don't want to be too crazy. I like corn, but they didn't have corn. Peas with pepper is all I need, but they didn't have that either. So give me the broccoli. Okay. I'm expecting a little, you know, a little sliggle, a little splackle of broccoli, you know, a spoon, you get a spoonful of cacao, and then you're going to get the tenders and the potatoes, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm sitting there, chilling. Peoples, they get their food, they get the pasta, you know what I'm saying? The good hearty pasta, which was only $1 more. Oh, and for the loaded mashed potatoes, it was an extra dollar. So basically, we up to 16 now on some nuggets, some potatoes, and some broccoli. Once again, not gonna complain. I understand not just paying for the nuggets, paying for the person cooking the nuggets. And plus, I'm gonna leave a tip. I mean, I'm going to leave a tip. That's just how I do. I start at five. I usually try to do, you know, 10%. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't the most flashy dude in the world. But I try to do 15, maybe 20%, depending on how the service is. But bar none, I'm doing five. I'm doing $5 on the table. Like, if I only get $5 worth of food, you're getting a $5 tip. If I'm getting $10 worth of food, even though 20% tip of that would be $2, you're still getting the $5. You're starting with the $5. Bare minimum, you starting with the $5. So, for this chicken tenders, I'm going in. I know I'm going to cost $21. Even though I'm not paying for it, they're going to pay for it, but I'm still going to throw in my tip because that's the kind of brother I am. So I'm doing this in my head. For these tenders, potatoes, and fries, $21 already. Once again, not going to complain. Going to go on for the ride because, hey, who am I to complain about something I'm not paying for? Plus, I'm here for her thing, so we cool with that. Waiting, sitting there. They get their food. I ain't tripping. Got a nice pasta. My peoples did. Got steak and shrimp. Look delicious. My food still ain't came out yet. I'm like, y'all cooked the steak and the shrimp and this pasta with chicken and shrimp, but y'all didn't. Y'all can't drop some tenders in a fryer and get some pre-made potatoes and throw it to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. Nobody's going to lie to themselves about sit-down restaurants, especially when they're not, like, high-end. You know most of the stuff is prepackaged. So I'm like, I'm not tripping, but shouldn't my food have came out first? You literally just throw it in the fryer, boom, boom, bam, and then that's it. So I'm sitting there. We going to eat. I ain't going to hold nobody up, especially on your food. I get my food. These, if you're going to call yourself chicken tenders or chicken fingers, they should at least be the length of a finger. Bare minimum, they should at least be the length of the pinky. Okay, and that's still, but that ain't nothing. That chicken nugget size right there. It need to at least be, I say from finger to palm, this need to be the size of the chicken tender. Okay? Bare minimum. It's about the length of a finger. That is a solid finger, okay? I think that's the bone go down to the thing and you got the whole hand or something like that. So bare minimum. I'm paying $21. This meal was $21. And these looked like they gave me 3 chicken nuggets. I was like, I could have gotten more. Same order. I could have gotten more just getting a 4-piece. From Wendy's and a fry. I would have gotten more food. And the broccoli took up damn near 3/4 of the plate. I don't know if they was trying to be funny. I don't know if they were saying, brother, you need to get on the diet. Brother, your gut hanging over your drawers, man. Come on, brother. You got to stuff it in your drawers. Side note. Complete side note. When I was younger and I would see like fat people, I did not know what that pouch was. I never knew what that pouch was. I was like, is it something growing down there? I didn't know that they were tucking their belly in their pants. I didn't have that foresight. But seeing that now, I understand, like, oh, that's a belly. But as a kid, it used to scare me. I was like, what? Like, you know, you see somebody standing in line and they gut like that, you're like, what's down there? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? They're growing something. But now I'm all for the pouch. I'm all for the fupa. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the peoples. I like insects and animals. So, shout out nature. So yeah, man, I know that was a long intro. That was a lot of me talking, a lot of me going on about nothing, but, I'm going to get into today's episode, man. Why Beyonce is everything wrong with the music industry. I'm going to give you guys a nice little quote, by the home girl. If I can find it, did I close it out? Oh, I didn't close it out. Well, it's not going to be a quote today. Okay. I closed it out. What kind of goober am I? I closed out the quote, y'all. I am a goober. I am a super goober. So no quote today, man. I'll figure out, just jump right into the, Beyonce thing and we can just, I can just go from there and y'all can tell me. Oh, what y'all thinking about it? So, Beyonce dropped the album. I'm not a huge Beyonce fan. I don't even know what the album was called, to be honest with you. But she dropped the album. And a lot of controversy on this album. And so, on the album, she has... let's go back. She came out with a song called Partition. Where she goes, my girl, you know, my gal, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's on the partition, please. If you know Beyonce, you know that song. I guess. I'm like, they play her on the radio every 5 minutes. So, it's raining, man. It sounds so nice. I might have to get off here and take a nap. But, So Monica Lewinsky came out and was like, "Hey, can we please get that taken off the album?" Basically, she commented it and was like, "Hey, please take this off," because she had a Khalees came forward and said she didn't get credit for a song and all, and this whole thing happened. So my whole thing is this, and this is the synopsis of today's video, today's theme, today's concept is, as an artist, you should be able to be free to do whatever you want. You should have the ability to say, you know what, I can say what I want, I can do what I want, I should be able to create unrestricted. Like, I shouldn't have to worry about, hey, this person's feeling that way, that person's feeling this way. I should just be able to create. But Beyonce's so large, like, her popularity is so massive that anything she does is going to either strike a chord with somebody that has no idea her true intention of the song. Like, there's also been she said the word spaz on the track, and apparently that's an abbreviation for spasmatic, and that is apparently a neuromuscular disease. I had no idea that spasmatic was a condition. I have said spaz a million times. Because, you know, I rap, I'm like, I'm a spaz on a track. Spaz comes out my mouth at least 15 times a day. Bare minimum 15 times a day. Bare minimum. And then I learned, because of Beyonce, that apparently this is an offensive term. Intent matters at some level, don't it? Like, at some level, intent matters on what you're doing. She clearly did not mean she's suffering from a neurodegenerative muscular disease. I don't think anybody in the world would think that. Like, that is just so, like, far out to me that somebody would be like, she clearly is trying to disrespect people with disabilities. Like, that's wild, bro. That is wild. So, like, at what point do we just say, as a society or as a culture, as a nation, like, bro, this isn't what you think it is. Like, of course she's probably going to apologize. She's probably going to have to go on this apology tour. And I'm sorry that this is what y'all think. I didn't mean it that way. Like, it's just getting ridiculous at this point. Like, obviously, I don't really have an issue with it. My only problem is that nobody told me. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, I'm on a small fish radar because nobody said a damn thing to me. Okay? That's the thing about the cancel culture that gets you. You don't know until you don't know. And sometimes you never know until they catch you doing it, and then you know. But then it's too late. You already on the front page of the e-news. You already the talk of the town. You already getting canceled by people that don't even know your name. So, I don't know. I really don't know. But I do think intention matters. I really do. I just think it's crazy that somebody who has no intention, or people who have no intention of ever actually supporting the music or actually, you know, being a part of a dope project, they just want to critique it, and they just want to poke holes at it, and they just want to be like, hey, this isn't right about it. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just everything wrong with the music industry. Like, I don't know. Like, once you monetize it, it is out of your hands. Once you bring in sponsors, it's out of your hands. But damn, like, can we say nothing as artists, bro? I'm obviously not on Beyonce's level, but I got to strike a whole new word from my dictionary. And y'all know I make up words. So I'm going to have to come through with something else now. And then in 5 years, they're going to tell me that that's prejudice against some group that I've never heard of before. So, what is a brother to do? Seriously. I just ain't even a joke no more. Like, what am I to do? I got to Google search every word I ever use just to make sure that I'm in accordance with some unwritten rule. I don't know, man. It's just a brother talking out loud. And then Khalees came out of nowhere. Khalees, man, listen. If Shade was a person, Khalees would be the one. I still love the 50 Cent line. Khalees said she bring her milk. Wait. Khalees said her milkshake bring the boys to the yard. Then Nas went and tattooed the bitch on his arm. Oh, 50 Cent is savage. I'm not really a fan of pop music, so I didn't listen to a lot of Khalees stuff. But that line, I'm a hip-hop fan, so that line always made me giggle when I heard it. but yeah, apparently Beyonce sampled La 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 La, whatever that tempo is from Milkshake. And Khalees had a problem with it because apparently she didn't get credit for it, I guess. I don't know. She didn't get credit for it, and then Neptune's apparently on her music, and then, you know, Pharrell was not trying to pay her. And listen, artists, young artists, if y'all are out there, don't sign a contract unless you have a lawyer go over it, okay? Don't do it. This is a lesson that will help you far into your future. Don't sign anything unless you are sure of what it is. If somebody is standing outside your local grocery store and they say, hey, man, could you please sign this for voting rights and the cheeseburgers or the sand? No, I can't sign voting rights. Sir, can I read your document? This has got all these other names on it. I need to see what I'm signing. You can't just have a list with me to sign, bro. No, I'm not signing nothing. I'm not putting my name on nothing. I can't do it. Even if they sit there and explain it to you, like, oh, I understand what you're saying. But that list, I agree with what you're saying. It sounds, you know, noble and respectable. But, I can't put my signature on that list, homie. I support you. I'll Google it. I'll see what's up. But I can't do it. I can't just put my name on something and be like, yeah, man, you're going to be fine, brother. You're going to be all right, brother. It'll be all right. Nah, it ain't going to be all right. It ain't going to be cool, okay? I don't know what you talking about, sir. Get the out my face. But yeah, that's basically my point, is that it's impossible to be creative in this climate that we're in. Anything that comes naturally to you has to be edited and filtered now, which dilutes the product. I'm okay with people being stupid and ignorant. As long as that is the like, that's what I like about YouTube, is that you can create from an unfiltered, like, you don't have to go through TVs, you don't have to go through, you technically don't have to go through sponsors to filter your content. I mean, some do because, you know, they have, you know, respectability clauses and everything else. But for most of the time, you can be your authentic self and post stuff and people will support you. But this climate is just getting crazy, man. It's just absurd to think that a black woman can't speak her mind. She can't just be like, hey, I'm going to just create my authentic self. It's like, nah, you. We can't let you be that free, Beyonce. We can't, you know. You cool, but nah. You still answer to corporate America. So, I don't know. What is a sister to do? What is a sister to do? Good night. Beyonce is gorgeous. You got Jay-Z. And I don't like the Jay-Z slander. Let's talk about this as well. She's a great talent, okay? Beautiful woman. But I don't understand the Jay-Z slander. Not just because I think he's one of the top three greatest rappers of all time. Legacy, trailblazer, influence, like from every aspect, business, like just a great, it's hard to name three rappers more accomplished that have done more with a better catalog than Jay-Z. Like, and don't say Eminem. Don't. If somebody say Eminem, then I just, like, don't say Eminem. You can't say Tupac. You can't say Biggie. Like, you can't certain rappers, you just can't, they're not in the same category. Tupac and Biggie just simply because they only had two albums that they did themselves. Like, Jay got, I think Jay got over 10. Jay's got more than 10. And then half of them have went diamond. You know what I'm saying? And you can't include Eminem because, man, I like, Eminem got flows, but his subject matter is corny. Like, it's just talking about raping people and killing people. Like, not killing people because Jay-Z talks about killing people. But, like, talking about raping people and killing your mom and, like, beating up pop stars. It's like, bro, that's corny. Like, you got Dr. Dre. Like, you got gangsters with you and you trying to strong-arm Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I mean, dope rapper, lyrics out this world, but I mean, we're not gonna put him in the top five, are we? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, let's just get that out the way. But I don't like the Jay-Z slander against Beyonce. Like, he wasn't a dope artist in his own right. Like, he wasn't one of the greatest rappers before Beyonce came up to. Like, people be like, yeah, he only getting money because of Beyonce. Like, really? Really? People really think Beyonce just is the end all be all in this music stuff. And I've gotta tell you, I have not listened to a Beyonce album since ever. I've never. Destiny's Child. I know the ones that come on the radio, but that's about it. But listen. Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint 1, 2, and 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter, the Black Album, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are 444, bro. These are classic albums, bro. I even like Kingdom Come. If you listen to Kingdom Come today by back, like today's standards, if you listen to Bring It Forward, that is a classic album. People was hating on it for some reason. I don't know why. But if you listen to it today, bro, that's if that came out today, lyrically and content wise, that's a top 10 album of the year. You know what I'm saying? But he was ahead of his time, just like Lupe was. The Cool is still, oh my goodness. Oh, excuse me. Food and Liquor 1, well, Food and Liquor 1 and The Cool are still, masterpieces, chef's kiss swag, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know why I did that look weird to pucker up and there's nothing there. But, yeah, man, Jay-Z's a dope artist. Yeah, put some respect on my man's name, you know what I'm saying? Put some respect on Jay-Z's name. I think he does a lot of writing for Beyonce. Okay, there, I said it. All right. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think she married this man for the looks alone, okay? I mean, she wants the status. Like, it's hard to be that rich and popular, like, to be a Beyonce and to marry someone of, like, equal value. You know what I mean? Like, she is, I don't know if she's a billionaire yet. Maybe she probably is, I don't know. Rihanna is, shout out Rihanna. So it's hard to, like, be like, okay, I want somebody as rich as me, that's in my same career field, that, you know, like, once you get to her level, the list of people that you are willing to date runs out very quickly. You're not gonna go to the hood and hit up Tyrone, okay? You're not gonna go to the suburbs and pick up little Jimmy, all right? James, you're not gonna do that. You want somebody on your same level of accomplishment, especially if you're dating Black. Let's just say what it is, okay? So she got somebody in her field who did music, who was a respectable, who does the high numbers, and who was seen as a boss. Like, that's a beautiful couple to me. So all this slander, all this, and the guys hating on Jay-Z is weirdos to me, man. Y'all weird, bro. They'd be like, I don't see how Beyonce hooked up with Jay-Z. So you're saying you wouldn't have hooked up with Jay-Z? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're saying, bro? Guys be like, hey, I can't stand how Jay-Z with Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? How Jay-Z gonna get with Beyonce? You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z should be with me. What? What'd you say, brother? Huh? What? Can you, like, that's what it sound like to me. So you wouldn't smash Jay-Z is what you're saying. You wouldn't let him put his body on top of you is what you're saying. That's basically what you're saying. By my standards, I wouldn't smash Jay-Z. Okay, if that's what you want to say, bro. I don't know what dudes be talking about. I really don't get it. I really don't, man. Guys that hate on other guys are weirdos to me. It just is what it is. Like, guys really be hating on other dudes. Like, yo, man, how you pull her, bro? Shoo. If I was her, you know what I'm saying? I would have been on another dude. Huh? What you saying, fam? What's your type then, sir? Tell us about the type that you think Beyonce should be with then, sir. Tell us your soliloquy of men that you think would be good, okay? And tell us why. Let's not just stop these ugly. Tell us what features you like to see on a man then, sir. Please. That's what I want to know. Those are my questions, you know. I simply celebrate black love, but since y'all want to hate, please educate me. Women is fine. Women gossip. That's just something that women do. Women are, you know, they're chatty. That's just, it is what it is. I mean, women talk about anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that they talk about Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? They talk about Beyonce. Women don't like women. So it's hard to say, hey, you know, we, you know, y'all should be talking about Jay-Z. No, women hate everything. So it's not, you could be sitting at home alone watching the game. And why are you just sitting at home alone watching the game? God, damn, woman, I can't just watch. And so I don't blame the women. But to men, brother, we got to be better than that. You're supposed to be the leading example, brother. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't care. It's just weird to me that guys have commentary about another man's looks and who he's sleeping with. It is what it is. Or guys that talk about another man's money. Oh, he ain't got that much money. What did that guy do anything, sir? We talking about music. What? Yeah, he ain't got the record sales, though. He ain't a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? He what that got to do with the music, fam? We talking about the music. He ain't sold a million copies. Nigga, neither have you. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the sound. We're talking about my opinion on music. But I don't know, man. I get passionate. You know what I'm saying? I be feeling myself. But I ain't gonna be on here too much longer, man. Y'all got me talking and going on and on. I'm looking at some stuff, seeing what I want to talk about. It's some things. Will Smith apologizes. Chris Rock not trying to talk about it. Don't blame him. Will Smith is trash. Let's see. Dane Cook and fiance is 23 years old. They've been dating since she was 18. I don't get it, personally. I mean, hey, if you like him young, you like him young. I guess. That's just never been my swag. You know what I mean? That's never been my move to date younger like that. Like, I've always been into older, more mature women. That's always been my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, my biggest crush right now, because we all watch porn, so we can keep it 1,000. MILF category is my ish. Allura Jensen, huge crush on her. Lauren Phillips, huge crush. Trying to think. Cherokee, huge crush. Huge crush. So these are the types of things that I'm into. And I'm old now too. So, you know, I'm in my, so I can't really, I can't really, it's MILF. Well, you know, you're your age. I'm into my age women, but I dabble in the mature. You know what I'm saying? I dabble. I dip my toe in, see what they're talking about over there. You know what I'm saying? She got a little gray hair. She a little wrinkled. Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't mad at a baby girl. Do your thing, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But I've never been into the younger. Like, even when I was in high school, like when I was a freshman in high school, I would look at the seniors in high school and be like, yo, one day. Like, I'm gonna get to y'all level one day. I try to be cool with them. Like, I'll be in class, like, this is my man's right here. Sitting next to him, like, y'all see how I do sitting next to the seniors. Like, I mean, they would look at me like I'm crazy, because I it's not like I wasn't like massively popular, but people knew who I was, you know what I'm saying? You know. So I'd just be sitting in there like, yo, I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? Chilling with the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to weasel my way in. But I used to think it was corny back in high school. Like, you a senior dating a junior, or a senior, I knew a senior dating a freshman. And that's Dane Cook, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you get to a level where it's like, hey, yo, bro, that's not, you don't want to date a whole baby, do you? Like, you 18, she 14. This is junior, senior. That's wild to me. That's worse 18 to 14 is worse than 50 to 23 by far in my book. But it is what it is. Like, because as soon as he graduates, he has to, like, you got to move on to other women. You can't be 19 dating a 15-year-old. Then it gets, like, that's wild. So, yeah, I feel like you got to start breaking up. Like, 9th and 10th is so much different than 11th and 12th in high school. Like, in my book, you got to split up those two. Like, the way you do junior, what not? Because a 14, cause, yeah, you'd be about 15, 16 in, because I'm like, I would rather put 7th, 8th, and 9th together. 9th is 14. So if you 14, dating like you about 12. Yeah, that's not too. Wait. That's not right. Yeah, if you in 9th. Yeah. If you 14 and 9th, yeah, and you go back and you dating a 12-year-old, that's not crazy. Or an 11-year-old, even. Like, that's not that wild. But 18 dating 14 is wild to me. And then, you know, if you split them up, by the time they get over to the 9th, you know, 11th and 12th, you're not even in contact no more. Like, you can't keep, you know, most relationships are about proximity. So it's, you know, you're around other people around your own age, people more developed, you're going to naturally, like, date other people. Now, hearts will be broken, but it's to me, a broken heart is better than a pedophile situation. So for both parties, like, you don't want him to be considered, and you don't want her to be, you know, suffer from that and have to decide, or like, that's too complicated. Just naturally let them drift apart, break them up like that, and let it roll, you know what I mean? But yeah, back to Dane Cook. I've never understood dating younger. I've always, like, you get you a nice woman, you know, 40s, 50s, eggs dead, you know what I'm saying? Can't have no kids. I mean, that's the dream. You can shoot the club up every night and have no worries, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about older women is they set in their ways. So they come with baggage. They come with, you know, you might roll over one night and she's staring at you in your face and you're like, oh, but what the hell's going on? Well, my last ex every night, he would, oh, damn, where we at? Where we going into? that, I mean, you know, those are the situations that you come across. You know, older women will let you know about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't, younger women, they don't know nothing about nothing. So you can get away with stuff. You know, you not wipe your ass. Oh yeah, my little brother did the same thing. You know, older women say, yo, get your stanking ass. You know what I'm saying? They'll let you know. They'll keep you grounded. You know what I'm saying? I like a woman with an opinion. I like a woman that'll tell you, I'm tired of the way that you put your socks on. That's the kind of woman I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, baby, tell me. I like the passion. Tell me about it, baby girl. What's good? That's the kind of woman I need in my life. Not somebody that, listen, if you can't cook and clean, I can't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even experienced the world yet. Type of woman, you say, what you want to eat? And they're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I want a little bit. No. Get you a 40, 50-year-old. What you want to eat? What I don't want to eat, okay? I've been thinking about the pizzas and the fry. They ain't afraid to eat, okay? They put something, okay, in their pocket, all right? I want me a woman to carry around a bottle of hot sauce for no reason, okay? That's the kind of woman I want in my life, all right? You hear what I'm saying, people? I don't want a woman that don't carry no purse around. I want a woman that has all the, she got candies and contraptions in that purse. That's the kind of woman I need in my life, okay? That's the word of the day. Candies and contraptions. Get you a woman that got candies and contraptions. All right? You having a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Your woman, what's wrong, babe? Listen, man, they stressing me out at work. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then she just hands you a butterscotch. Babe, you got butterscotch? Yeah, babe, I just thought I'd hook you up with a butterscotch. Oh, you gave me a butterscotch. Like, it'll change your whole day around. Butterscotch, listen. Butterscotch and peppermint will change your whole day. You having you a bad day? You depressed? Don't worry about the Xanax just yet. Get you a peppermint and some butterscotch. See if that don't change your perspective. You know what I'm saying? Get you a couple suckles on that butterscotch. You know what? I could do better in my job. I could apply myself a little harder. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to beat the kids that hard at the daycare. Give me the butterscotch. You know what I'm saying? That's how I... Candies and contraptions, people. Get you some. That's what I'm looking for. Candies and contraptions. Candies. I like to shake my head and let my happy mood around. But yeah, get you an older woman. couple wrinkles. I don't do kids though. That's the one. That's why I say get to make sure the eggs is dead. Like make sure she's, you got to make sure she's like somewhat selfish, like kind of crazy, you know, that, I mean, that brings spice to any relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and PTSD, you know what I'm saying? Like you walk past it too fast and you bend over and she's like, don't do it. And you're like, girl, what you talking about? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had a memory when I was 20. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need in your life. Keep it exciting. You don't want no docile, submissive woman. You want a woman that'll let you know about yourself. At least I do. I don't want no, oh, well, you know, I ain't gonna say nothing about it. No, tell me about myself, okay? Tell me what the hell I got going on. Make me pay for your phone bill, girl. That's the kind of woman I want. I need $50 to pay for it. Okay, girl. Hey, whatever you say, boy. Whatever you need, baby girl. I'm here for you. That's why I love you to be your provider. Tell me what you need, all right? But I can't stand the quiet, well, I'm just going to sit over here in the corner. It worked for some people. Don't work for me. Okay? Give me a little girl. Give me a little ratchet. That's what I need. I need a woman that for some reason might smack you in the head with a bottle for no reason. You sitting on the couch. You've been sitting there for 50 minutes and then just might go off for no reason. I need that in my life. I need that excitement. I need to live on the edge. Because I'm a pretty chill guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't sit around and do too much. I'm relaxed. Level-headed. Okay? I don't get too excited. But a woman with passion, you know what I'm saying? You'll go out to eat and you could, in the back of your mind, you're thinking at any moment, if this waiter say something crazy, she could flip this table and stab him with a butter knife. You know what I'm saying? I gotta protect this brother. Now the whole, you sitting on the edge of the booth, cause I don't do tables, I do booths. If I'm going out to eat, I'm in a booth. I'm telling the waiter, I want a booth. Don't sit my big ass at no table in the center of all this. I got people walking by, hitting me with elbows. Oh, my bad, brother. God damn. Blood coming out, and I got to try to eat this plate of chicken tenders with blood in the tender. Okay? Don't nobody want that. Sit me at a booth. You got to come up to me. Sir, would you like that? You know, I would like that. Thank you very much, ma'am. Let me spread out at this booth. Don't give me no table. If you walk me to a table, I'm not sitting down because I've told you I want a booth. It's going to might be a 5-minute wait. I'll wait. Okay? I don't know where I was going with that story, but understand something. Booths is where it's at. I don't know. I really don't know where I was going with that. I get passionate about booths. Okay? I get very passionate about sitting in booths. I'm big. And I often date curvy women. My family's big. We not sitting at no table. You're not about to have people's titties on the back of my neck, male and female titties on the back of my neck. Fat dudes just be... If you're a fat dude, and I'm a fat dude, we know we got some spillage, okay? And we spillage village, all right? Sometimes you turn, your belly might slap somebody unexpected. My bad, brother. I couldn't control it, you understand? I had chicken tenders earlier. It's going crazy in there, you know what I'm saying? It's a chicken coop in my belly. I can't understand where it's going. So, if you're big, just take the road less traveled. It's fine if you get some extra steps in. You can take the long way around, brother. That's what I do. If I see I could take this straight. It's a straightaway, but it's through 7 tables. And I know the spillage, I might turn around, knock somebody unconscious. I don't want to do that to somebody. Okay? I'm going to respect their individuality. So I'm going to take the way through back by the bathrooms and then shoot up by the bar and then come out through the front door. Because I know what the situation is. I know my gut stance, okay? The gut biome. I understand that. Of course, I didn't just use that in the correct sentence, but it is what it is, people. Understand something. Look, the moral of the story, I know that I said that I had a theme today with the quote that I apparently deleted. I know that y'all think that I've been all over the place today with things that I'm thinking and contemplating and talking about, but I'm not. If you just follow along, you will understand that the moral of today's story, walk around, okay? Date older. I don't really have a moral for that. Just date older. Just it'll save you a lot of trouble and problems. You save old child support. Like I said, she ain't got no eggs, dog. Child support. You know what I'm saying? Don't be weird. Just don't be. Don't talk about men. Don't talk about other men. Just pat that brother on the back and let the chips fall where they may. Now, you can laugh. You can make, like, you like the difference between hating and making fun of is a very big line. You can say, oh, man, he being silly over there. That's different than saying, man, he whack. You know, that is a massive difference. I make fun. I do my best not to hate. So don't hate on people. Beyonce is what's wrong with the music industry. These are the core essences of what I'm trying to break down to y'all today. Don't go too deep in Kentucky. That's the last point that I want to make. I know that I talked about that earlier, but this is just the wrap up. Don't go too deep in Kentucky. Okay, keep it Covington and Florence, Xena, maybe. That's about it. Yeah. Northern Kentucky, that's about it. So, yeah, man, I'm gonna get on off of here. It's 10:33. I'm running a little behind today, but I appreciate y'all, man. I'm gonna get off of here. Y'all be kind, be dope, but more importantly, anything else, be yourself. And I will catch y'all next time. Peace.